Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Penny, have you seen my green vests anywhere?
You won't need a vest in Spain. It'd be boiling.
No, it's not really a vest. It's the thing I wear with my flowery shorts.
Oh, that. You mean the ripped one?
Well, it's meant to be like that.
Oh, gosh, well, I may have used it as a rag. Sorry.
Oh, no, you haven't, have you?
No, it's in the wash basket. It was a joke, OK? But it does still need washing.
Oh, OK, I'll go and do it now.
Please don't wash it with anything of mine, will you? I don't want my stuff going green.
No, I won't.
Oh, right, Naomi, have you got everything? Have you got your passport?
Yes.
And your suntan lotion?
Yes.
And have you got enough money?
Yes, thanks. I've got plenty.
Well, we'd better get going then.
Mum, there's tons of time. Stop panicking.
Well, I'm not panicking, but we must leave in plenty of time. We could get stuck behind a tractor and then it'll take ages to get to the ferry.
OK. Well, give me 10 minutes and then we can go, OK?
OK, that's fine. Now, I'd take a light rain jacket if I was you. You never know. The weather might change.
It's OK. I've thought of that. Right. I'll be down in a minute.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Jim. I was just wondering if you'd like to meet up for a drink later.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Where and what time?
Oh, let's say 7, King and Jester.
Yeah, that's fine. So, are you okay?
I couldn't be better. But having said that, I'll feel better later with a beer in my hand.
Yeah, well, see you later. Okay, mate.
Right, let's go. Can you manage that?
Yeah, I'm all right. Is the car unlocked?
Come on, let me help you with that. Now, have you got everything?
Yes, Mum.
Oh, the house is going to be so quiet without you.
Oh, well, I'm sure you'll manage. It's not as if I'm gone for long.
2 weeks, that's long enough. Oh, I hope your dad will be there when you get there.
Of course he will, so don't worry.
Well, I do worry. I know your father, he's not very reliable.
Mum, please stop worrying. I've got his address, so I can always catch a cab.
Oh, I don't think getting a cab all by yourself in a foreign country is a good idea.
Well, for goodness sake. Well, I'll walk then.
Well, you won't know where to go.
Well, if I can't catch a cab, I'll just have to sit at the airport and wait for him.
Well, that might be the best idea. But don't go wandering off.
Mum, I'm not a child. Anyway, if he's not there, I'll phone him.
Oh, but he doesn't always have his phone on.
Well, then I'll send a bloomin' pigeon.
Debbie, are you okay? You look a bit stressed.
Oh, well, I feel it, Jim. We're terribly short-staffed. There's no Penny, Tina or Amy.
Oh, so who did the rota?
Michael. And before you ask, no, he's not here either.
Yeah, he never seems to be around. What's he doing?
Oh, he's had meetings with other managers and now he's on a course on the mainland.
Is he now? Where is he then?
He's up in Canterbury.
Oh, very nice. I'd like to go back there. Does he choose to go on these courses?
Yes, sometimes. But then there are occasions when he's just told he's got to go.
Don't you need to go with him sometimes?
Well, I don't know. He never asks me.
OK, Mum, I'll see you in 2 weeks.
OK, Amy. Make sure you look after yourself. Text me, OK? Or you could phone me if you want. That would be nice.
Yeah, OK. Right, bye. I must go.
Oh, I'm going to miss you.
Mum, it'll go by so quickly you won't even notice I'm gone.
I think I will. I'm not sure I'm going to like this Ruby woman.
She'll be fine. OK, see you soon. Bye.
OK, darling, bye. Well, and take care.
What do you think of this?
Oh, it's lovely. Where'd you get that from?
A charity shop.
Well, they'll certainly see you coming.
Well, I don't care. I like it.
Oh, yeah, so do I. It's not like you to wear a hat.
It's my new image for the holiday.
Is it? And what else will you be wearing?
Oh, nothing. Just the hat.
Oh, Cathy, I'll tell you now, I am not going to a nudie beach.
Oh, no, neither am I.
Good, because I mean it. I won't go.
Oh, no, I don't want to go either. I don't want to see them.
Oh, Cathy, now stop there. Oh, so what's that?
Oh, this is for you. They didn't have another hat, but they did have this.
Oh, it's great. Thanks.
Did you read the front?
No.
Well, have a look.
Oh, only you would find this.
Will you wear it?
Yeah, I like it. And no one's going to know me, are they? So, yeah, why not?
Jim, can you go to men's now, please?
Well, what about my lunch? When am I having that?
Haven't you had it yet?
No.
Oh, for goodness sake. Go on then, you better go now.
And who'll cover for me?
I will. There's no one else.
Oh, are you sure?
Yes, go on, off you go. When you come back, though, can you go straight to men's?
Yeah, okay. And thanks, Debbie.
Oh, excuse me, I asked for lemon tea, not green tea.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'll go and change it for you.
And I think the bread's stale.
Stale? Can't be stale, it was freshly baked today.
Well, it tastes stale to me.
Would you like me to make you another one?
Yes, please.
Right, so you want the same tuna mayonnaise on brown?
Yes, but a bit more tuna this time, please.
OK, it won't be a moment. Ruby, I've got a complaint from table two. Ruby, are you listening to me?
Right, Debbie, I'm off. I'll see you tomorrow.
OK, thanks for your help today.
Oh, that's all right. Oh, so are we all right for tomorrow?
Yeah, we should be. I've got Lance in.
Oh, that's good. OK, I'll see you later. And Debbie, don't stay on. Go home. Go on, put your feet up.
Well, I've got some work to do. And then, yes, I will. Oh, Jim, you don't want to meet up later for a drink, do you?
No, I'm sorry, I can't tonight. But look, I will another time, OK?
OK, well, have a good evening and let me know when you've got a night free.
OK, will do. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Right, the taxi will be here in 10 minutes. Are you ready to go?
Yes, but I feel I've forgotten something.
Well, check you've got your passport.
Oh, I keep doing that.
And have you got it?
Yes.
Well, that's the most important thing. If we need anything else, we can always buy it when we get there. Kathy, are you all right?
Yeah, but, well, there is one thing I haven't told you.
Oh, what's that?
I'm scared of flying.
Oh, you'll be all right. You'll have me with you. We can have a couple of gin and tonics and you'll be fine.
Thanks, and cheers.
Cheers. So, how long are you going to stay in the travel lodge? Because I don't expect you want to stay there forever.
Good question. Well, Connie's going to organise everything.
Oh? And what's she going to do?
I tell you, Jim, my sister is the kindest person I know.
Yeah, you've said that before. So what's she going to do this time?
Well, she's going to buy me a place over here to live in.
You what? Are you two going to be living together?
No, it's not that. It seems she's been thinking of buying her own place for some time.
Yeah?
So what she's decided to do is, well, instead of buying herself a decent-sized house, she's going to buy two small properties, one for her, one for me. And she says, well, she doesn't need a large place when it's just her, and this way we both benefit.
Gosh, but will she be able to afford it?
Yeah, seems she was paid a lot of compensation after an accident that happened in Greece.
Oh, I didn't know that. What happened?
Well, I don't think I should say.
No, of course not.
So, I'll get a place, in her name, of course, and I'll just pay the bills.
Doesn't she expect you to pay rent?
No. I did mention it, but she said I wouldn't have to immediately. Well, I've got to get a job first.
Well, I'm pleased for you. And what sort of job are you after? Do you want to go back into shop work again?
No. Maybe I'll give that a rest.
Mike, have you thought what you'd do if you bumped into one of the Ryans? Because that could easily happen.
You know what? It's the one thing I'm worried about. But I'll just have to face that when it happens.
Come on, drink up. That's our flight.
Oh, I don't know if I want this.
Well, just leave it. Come on. Apparati.
What does that mean?
It means hurry up.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.